It's Beauty Inside Out on RadioMD.com. Here are David Pollack along with Lisa Davis.
Thanks to the wonderful David Pollack, my husband no longer washes his hair with a bar of soap. I think he was one of those guys that just thought, you know what? What do I need skincare products for other than some maybe shave cream or something like that? But since he tried David's Pure Attitude, he is a convert, loves a men's line. But a lot of men, David, do you still find that they either think they don't need skincare or they're using it, but they're not really sure that what's in it? Or what do you think's going on?
You know, it's a good mix. There are a lot of men that don't think they need skincare, but you'd be surprised. We put together a line, as you know, and I've worked on many products over the years, but put together a line under the Pure Attitude, and I wasn't sure where it was going to go, but I got to tell you, the day it launched, it made national news. Thousands went out the door. I'm going to tell you, I'm not sure all the men ordered as much as women for their significant others, but then it caught on. We got letters from people. There was one letter I even got from someone that had worked with one of the major shave cream companies, said I'd been there my entire career and never enjoyed shaving until I used your product. And so it just amazed me how many men are becoming aware that the products really do make a difference and that our skin is different. So men do need it. And I got to tell you, we get letters, countless letters of people just asking different questions. And it's just amazing to me that I guess men don't realize how different our skin really is. And one of the things that makes it so different is a shaving every day. When we shave every day, it's making a difference to our skin. First of all, we're exfoliating. You women are not exfoliating your face every day the same way. Hopefully you use an exfoliator a few times a week. I think, Lisa, you're using an exfoliator as far
yes,
as I know.
Definitely. I love it.
A purifying rice face wash, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, and a wild berry and fruit peel as well.
Well, now you're using a physical and chemical exfoliator. The wild durian's from Asia, and it's an enzyme that doesn't have to be irritating, but the effect of just exfoliation is going to make a difference to your skin. Now, with us guys, we're just mainly doing it in the beard area, so we're missing the rest of our face, which is why some of us guys have deeper wrinkles around the eyes, more so than women, because they're taking care of themselves. But let's talk about some other differences. Men, first of all, we produce more sebum than women. And so that contributes to us having adult acne or men having acne longer than most females, but even as an adult. And so that's one big difference we have. And so putting on like a heavy moisturizing cream that a lot of women do, us guys, first of all, we don't want the feel of that oiliness. We don't want the perfume smell because we want to be tough. But also we have problems with acne. I know, we like to pretend we're tough. So that's one of the big differences. So with men, we've got to look at products that are going to work synergistically with the skin. You and I often talk about not using a soap-based shave cream because those foam creams are really just soap in a can. Take a look at the label. You'll see a Loreth sulfate, and that ETH signifies that it's actually a cancer-causing chemical. And so if it's got an ETH at the end, that's going to tell you this thing causes cancer. And that's truly all shave cream is made of, or your typical shave cream. And it comes out as just a deep foam, and you think that's what you need. But those air bubbles are, one, drying out the skin. Two, they're causing cancer. And number three, the quick signs you'll see is that it's going to actually create a barrier between the blade and your skin, so the blade does not glide along as well. So you want to really use an old-fashioned cream that's non-foaming or has very little foam so it can moisturize the skin, provide lubricity, and provide a close shave.
Now, I know we're talking about women here, David, but I'm just curious, have you heard of dermaplaning? It's something new for women. It's if you have peach fuzz, which so many women do, and they use a small blade, and they use it also to exfoliate since women don't shave. I thought it was really interesting. Anyway, I just, as an aside, I just thought it was kind of a cool thing. So it shows that you really are getting a lot of exfoliating from shaving.
You really are. You really are. And it makes a difference. The other is with us guys is ingrown hairs. And a lot of guys don't understand what causes those ingrown hairs. There's several things you can do, but really what an ingrown hair is when you're shaving, if you're not shaving close enough, you're not rinsing the blade as often, a piece of the hair can actually get stuck underneath the skin, and it can create a sign of acne. It can cause, you know, the red marks or a kind of a bump, if you will. I'm staying nice here. But you're going to find those with with more coarse hair, it happens more often. And so you'll find that with different backgrounds of men or those who have very, very coarse hair, so they really want to use a moisturizer. When using an aftershave that'll moisturize, it'll help soften the skin and allow that ingrown hair really to break free without getting caught. So that'll help prevent the adult acne. It'll prevent the razor bumps just by using an appropriate shave cream and followed with an appropriate aftershave. So these are just a couple things that men use every day without necessarily getting to what you're terming men's skincare or scaring away some of the guys that don't normally use it. The other, you mentioned your husband's now starting to use a body wash and hair wash. You know, a lot of guys think a bar of soap is going to clean their skin, and that's all they really need. And some guys will actually use it on their scalp or their hair instead of a shampoo out of laziness. But the bar of soap has a high pH. That's what's going to turn it into a soap or a bar. You're really taking some of the fatty esters and fatty oils, and you're saponifying them is the term we use, but using a high pH. But in turn, what all that gobbledygook means is that high pH is disrupting your skin's normal function. It's drying out the skin, and you're going to actually cause yourself hair loss as you get older. You're disrupting your scalp. And so by switching to a liquid body wash, one specifically formulated for the body and the hair, you can actually have a time-saving product, one that's going to hydrate the skin, work with the skin, and you're going to find you're going to slow down that hair loss. You're going to actually have nicer hair, and you're going to have a skin that's clean without these cancer-causing chemicals.
Well, he loves your body wash by Pure Attitude. Now, I'm wondering, could he use a rice wash as well that I use, or is that for men and women?
It definitely is. It definitely is. Because, first of all, even though it's a light exfoliator, men need to clean their face just like women. Now, women, we're going to tell you remove makeup. With us guys, we're probably outdoors more than most women. We're doing some of the yard work. We're doing some of the other chores you're looking for. Maybe we're just stalling and hanging out with the guy friends up the street. But either way, we're being exposed to all kinds of impurities outside that build up that need to be washed away. So the Purifying Rice Face Wash is just that. It's going to help purify the skin, remove those impurities, hydrate the skin. So you want to cleanse the skin in the morning and at night. Even if you use it in the shower, just quickly scrubbing the face with it, you're going to remove all those things that actually can clog our razor blades. So you're going to find just by cleansing your face, you're going to remove the excess sebum or oils, you're going to remove all the dirt, and you're going to have a closer shave, and you're going to have smoother skin and younger looking skin, which when you start hitting my age, you're going to start going, geez, I wish I would have done this earlier. So for our younger listeners, you definitely want to start cleansing the face and following some of the basic skincare regimen. You don't have to get into a drawer full of 30 items, but at least some of the basics.
Now, speaking of shaving, sometimes you'll see, you know, if a man goes to a barber shop, they'll wrap like a hot towel on his face to like, is that opening the pores or does it make it easier for the hairs to stand up? What is the purpose? Is it important? Like, how do you prep before you shave? Are there things you should do?
Both. And I love it, especially with a straight razor they do it, because one, it is going to soothe the skin. Two, it's going to remove the excess sebum like we're speaking about. Cleansing your face is going to pretty much do like the hot towel does. Well, the hot towel is a nice thing to do when you could sit there and somebody else is doing it for you. But let's face it, in the mornings, I am certainly not going to heat up a bunch of water, soak a towel, and sit there for 10 minutes. I want to get showered and out the door in 10 minutes. So using a face wash certainly is going to replace that in this case. And keeping the skin moisturized, just like that towel is going to do, is going to help prevent the ingrown hairs. So you've incorporated the old traditions into new. So the old skincare men used to do is go to the barbershop and use a hot towel. You're now replacing it with modern technology and time-saving tools that guys can do themselves so quick, you know, without having to go spend the money at a barber.
Okay, so you want to wash your face first and then shave. Mm-hmm. You don't just want to get up and shave.
No. Okay. When I first get up, first of all, my skin, like I said, it's produced sebum during the night. Maybe I've picked up lint from the pillow during the night. Maybe I didn't cleanse my skin as well last night. So those are things we've got to take a look at. And so by cleansing the face, I'm preparing it. Then afterwards, you want to use a shave cream that's going to be a moisturizer and lubricity and not dry out the skin. Then you want to shave and rinse that blade often. The blade can get clogged up quickly, and if you don't rinse it, it's not going to do much good. It's going to cause all kinds of nicks. So rinse it often. Follow with an aftershave bomb. That's more of a gel cream type consistency to moisturize the skin, one that's designed specifically for men. And so all of a sudden you're going to have a closer shave, younger looking skin, which us guys want, especially as we start hitting our midlife crisis like I am. So skincare is for men. Our skin is definitely different, and you want to take care of it and look good. So those are some of the small tips. This is beauty expert David Pollack with my co-host Lisa Davis, and you're listening to Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay beautiful and stay well.